Chapter 47. Turned out, Jesse didn't have to go looking for Corina Torres. She came to him. She was waiting in front of Jesse's building when he came out the next morning, a little after 8 o'clock. Sunny already on her way to the gym. Corina was wearing a t-shirt and jeans, sneakers, and a baseball cap with the yacht club emblem on the front. She told him they needed to talk.
Agreed, Jesse said. But we could have talked at the station.
I did not want people to know.
The Canes, you mean?
She shrugged, Jesse said.
Let's take a walk.
They headed for the beach, the same route Jesse had taken the night he'd gone after the shooter in the rain. But when they got to the water today, he saw how calm it was and quiet, the waves hitting the sand as softly as a pillow hitting a bed. Corina had been silent on the walk over, occasionally looking over her shoulder as if someone might be watching them.
So, what's on your mind? Jesse said.
Mr. Bryce Kane, she said. He is a bad man.
Not exactly breaking news, he said.
He was terrible to his father until the end, she said.
Evidenced in what way?
The fighting, she said.
About what?
Money, she said.
What else do the rich fight about?
They walked in the direction of the Stiles Island Bridge. Jesse saw some fishing nets in the distance, assuming that the nets had been hauled and they were on their way back in. Jesse liked fishermen as well as anybody in paradise. They were hard-working, no-bullshit people, like him. He envied them sometimes, their workday ending as his was usually beginning. And he liked looking at the boats. Vinnie Morris might be tired of looking at the ocean, but he was not. For all the higher power talk in AA, the ocean was one of the things that actually made Jesse believe there was one. She retreated again into silence. Jesse saw a long, thick piece of driftwood ahead of them. He gestured at it. They sat.
What about money? Jesse said. Is Bryce afraid they're going to run out sometime before the world ends?
He had gotten very upset about his father's will a month or so ago, she said. Though I do not know why. Mr. Bryce would always make me leave the room when they'd start to argue. One time I was in the hall and heard Mr. Kane say that it was still his money, and Mr. Bryce said, not for long.
One big happy family, Jesse said.
Never, she said. He reached down, picked up a small, smooth stone, sidearmed it from a sitting position into the water, and felt the same pull he always did behind his shoulder when he tried to make any kind of throw, like being pulled back into the past. They could not wait for him to be dead, Corina said, and for the money to be all theirs.
You say them, Jesse said. That include Lily?
They would fight too, she said.
About the money?
Not the money, she said. Sometimes I thought they fought like people just trying to stay in practice. The worst was about 6 months ago. She went to Florida and came back and said she was selling the Florida house. It was just sitting there empty now. He said it was the only place where he had happy memories, and she'd have to do it over his dead body. I was in the room at the time, and she smiled at him, not in a nice way, and said, "Have it your way." Jesse threw another stone into the waves. The pain wasn't as bad this time. Maybe he was just getting warmed up. "There are secrets in that house," she said. "Maybe you can find out what they are. I will not be around long enough."
"You're leaving?"
"Mr. Kane, the son, told me I could stay until the end of the month," Corina said. "He fired me like I was one of the landscapers."
Jesse stood now, reached down with his hand to help her up. The sound of the waves had picked up force and volume.
"Why do you really come to me today?" Jesse said. "Are you a spiritual person, Chief Stone?" she said. He told her that he supposed he felt the presence of God when he was this close to the water, as much as he did anywhere else.
But do you believe in the spirit world? She said.
You mean ghosts? Jesse said.
She nodded. There are ghosts in that family, she said.
Jesse said, I thought we were just talking about secrets.
Whit talked to me about secrets the last time I saw him.
Sometimes they're the same, Karina said. Secrets and ghosts.
He asked if she wanted him to drop her somewhere. She said she wanted to walk.
He told her it was a long walk back to the Canes.
She said she didn't care.
Good luck, he said, shaking her hand, when they were back in front of his building.
Maybe you're the one who needs luck, she said.
You can say that again, Jesse said.